The following program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. It's time now for the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Here's your host for the program, Joseph J. Zoppi.
Hello. Welcome to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, a real estate investor, consumer advocate, author, and managing partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You can reach us at TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's TemplarCashForHouses.com. Or you could call us at 973-315-7990. Again, that's 973-315-7990. And we could answer any questions you may have. You could email us from our website as well. We could, you know, go over any type of questions you have that deal with real estate and real estate investing. So I strongly encourage it. We don't charge for it. It's just the service that we like to provide, and you know, it's important to us that everybody knows as much as possible about real estate. So it's very, very near and dear to our heart. My company is a real estate investment firm. We buy houses for cash. We purchase apartment buildings. We do joint ventures with other real estate investors. We loan money for rehabs and provide transactional or gap funding as well. We work with individuals that want to invest with us in single-family houses up to apartment buildings. We do not speculate, and we're very, very protective of our money and our investors' money. I'm not a real estate agent, but I have individuals on staff that are real estate agents. So if you want to list a house through the multiple listing service and sell it the traditional way, we do that as well. We're not a brokerage, but again, we have agents on staff that could sell your house. This show will go over everything there is about real estate and those things that impact real estate. We'll talk about our rehabs. We'll talk about our investments. We'll talk about things that went well and those that did not go well and what we learned from it. We'll talk about the economy, interest rates. We'll discuss trends in real estate market. Real estate is your biggest investment, so it's important that you know as much as possible about real estate. I'm going to provide you with my opinion. It's only an opinion. I ask everyone to do their own research for whatever they need to do, especially from a financial perspective. You really need to look at the information from a balanced perspective. You know, even if you're in the stock market and you have a financial advisor, you know, those things as well, you really need to own part of it and understand it. I know sometimes it's very difficult, especially with all the information out there. You know, I continually preach on knowing the author that wrote the article and what their slant is in terms of, you know, if they want to provide a certain point of view, they're going to put that story towards that slant. That doesn't mean it's accurate. It just means that's what they're selling, and that's what the editor wants, so on and so forth. So it is somewhat difficult, and you know, especially if you don't know something, or you know it a little bit, and you're not sure which way to go with it. You know, even financial advisors. So if you look at and you think about a standard bell-shaped curve, and you have whatever the case may be, you have, you know, between A students to D students, the majority with the bell shape is going to be in the average area. And that's just the way it is with anything. So also with financial advisors. So you're going to have a lot of average financial advisors, and then you're going to have some that are very, very good, and then some on the other side that are really bad. So that's difficult to try to figure out who's a good financial advisor, who's a good, you know, CPA, so on and so forth. So it is very, very difficult. You know, recommendations really help. And, you know, I always encourage that. And we do the same thing. But even with recommendations, you know, they only go so far. So it is a difficult point. And it is difficult to figure out, you know, who you have on the team that's a winner and who you don't. And, you know, we experience the same thing when we're dealing with contractors and we need additional contractors. You know, we always we get a lot of lemons as well. And there's just a lot of lemons out there. So it doesn't really matter if it's a contractor, a financial advisor, CPA, attorney, so on and so forth. You got to do your homework and then a little bit of praying that you will get a individual that is good. Also, we've been having, as always, private discussions with individuals that are potentially going to lose their house. We've made some recommendations. We continue to do that. Sometimes we're able to help. Sometimes they're right on point in terms of everything they've looked at and where they're at. You know, we've also been continuing to buy houses for cash for those individuals that need to sell immediately or just tired of the house, you know, because of bills or, you know, some other situation. And lastly, we've been talking to a lot of individuals that want to invest in real estate passively. Remember, passively is one where you're not in the day-to-day work of the real estate. It's more of loaning out the money and then getting a certain rate of return based on, you know, an agreed upon percentage. You know, one of the things that we continue to look for, and please give me a call on, is apartment buildings. We're always looking for apartment buildings for investments, preferably 100-plus units, but we do go down from there to smaller ones. But we do like anything 100-plus units. That's really where we favor. It doesn't matter if it's in Jersey or in Ohio or wherever the case may be. We just look nationally for that. In terms of buying and selling houses, it's really limited to New Jersey for now. We're eventually going to be expanding probably into Pennsylvania, but right now it's just New Jersey. So a couple things that we're going to talk about today are the MLS service and selling houses through the MLS service that we do. Some contractor problems I had last week because I did not record last week. I had a number of challenges, and being managing partner, usually all the problems eventually tick up or flow up to me. So that's usually my job, is to handle problems. And, you know, I provide guidance and strategy, but a lot of times, you know, the problems do bubble up to me eventually for suggestions and things like that in terms of what approach to take. But, yeah, last week was a really rough week for me. I'm going to talk also a little bit about my son and how he's jumped into my business, and he's done that for a while. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And lastly, I'm going to talk a little bit about the economy and something that I don't like to talk about, and that is politics. I hate politics, but I just have a couple of opinions. So it seems like everyone has an opinion on politics, and they push it into everything. So I don't want to be like that, but I'm just concerned about a few things, and just bring that to your attention as well. So another thing is that I had put out an article back in March, and probably April time frame, and it was finally published. Unfortunately, it's a little dated, so I was a little miffed at that, because it has some predictions in there, and at the time it was accurate, but as the spring purchasing progressed, you know, things picked up considerably. So for the short term, some of the predictions were accurate at that time. Long-term predictions that I have in the article are, you know, I think spot on. It was written by a company, or I submitted it to dailyproperties.com, and it's called Housing Market Short and Long-Term Predictions. So the short-term were accurate at that particular time. The long-term, I think, are definitely accurate. You know, we're seeing a lot of houses flying off the shelf, as they might say. They're closing very quickly. That's a good thing, and I encourage people, if you're going to sell, please sell now. We're pushing hard on all our properties to sell as quick as possible, because the market is still hot and it continues to be hot. But with that being said, is we do not know towards the end of the year how things will progress with the economy. We just don't know. In addition to once the election is over, where that's going to go. So that's something that I would encourage people, that if you're really on the fence, just get off the fence and, you know, sell and, you know, be in a cash position, or, you know, whatever the case may be, move to your next house. Because I think there's a lot of headwinds in terms of the economy, in terms of everything going on with COVID. You know, everybody says, well, once COVID, a vaccine is found, things are going to be all better and so on and so forth. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case. You know, some of these companies have been hit really, really hard. So I have an individual I'm very close to, a friend of mine in IT, and that was my former background. So I know him really well. He's a very close friend of mine. He's a vice president, senior vice president in a company. And when this hit, you know, they estimated their business would drop about 20%. And that was over, because they're international, you know, there's a lot of, you know, they're in France and a number of other countries. And they said it's going to be about 20% hit. And when their quarter came in, it was first quarter, the second quarter, and they estimated 20%, and they hit it right on the market. They were down 20%. Since that time, you know, they've been up, hitting the numbers they expect, but they're expecting by the end of the year, again, they'll be down 20%. And 20%'s a lot. And that's just one industry. And, you know, they handle everything from medical, you know, hospitals, the gamut, telecom, just the gamut of different companies, from retail. And holistically, they see it down 20%. So some are up and some are down even further. So they're averaging it out. It comes to 20%. So you've got to think about that in terms of the overall economy and, you know, how that's going to affect going forward. You know, there's a lot of money in the economy through the government and a lot of stimulus. But even with that, it's just we continue to pump money in, but at some point it's going to catch up no matter what. And, you know, I think we're going to be in a recession. And that's something we're looking at and we're concerned about. So that's something that everybody should be thinking about from their financial ability and saving money. And that's very, very important, just to have enough in case the storm comes, which I think it will. You know, we've been in a strong bull market for a long time, and, you know, we've had the dip because of COVID, but I think it's going to continue that way. So I'd like to close out this segment, and I'll be back shortly. Thank you very much. Bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. T-E-M-P-L-A-R BuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, Managing Partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R CashForHouses.com. That's one word. Or you could call us at 973-315-7990. So I was talking a little bit about coming year and recession. I firmly believe that, you know, the number of individuals that have had challenges paying their mortgage and, you know, with everything going on, it's just compounding it. You know, I continue to look at, you know, some of these storefronts, and there's not that much business going on. I think it's going to be really bad. I really do. You know, it might not be, it depends how much money, again, they keep pumping into the economy and into people's pockets, but in the end, it's going to catch up, and it could be scary. It could be really bad. So I'd always err on the side of caution and be conservative with certain things like that, and make sure you know, save as much as possible, you know, drop, you know, your credit card debt as quickly as possible, and just, you know, hoard your money, and then just we'll see where it goes. You know, that's the thing, you know, it's just such an unknown, but I just can't see it not affecting everyone. I just can't. So one of the things I'd like to talk about is the selling your house. You know, we talk always about, you know, I'll buy your house for cash. But, you know, there's the other option, and that's for us to sell your house through the multiple listing service with one of my realtors. And I've had numerous people always call me and say, Joe, you know, I like the option where, you know, we could possibly sell the house through the multiple listing service, just list it regularly, or you'll buy it from us. And that's the thing. So, you know, there's a lot of different options that we could do. You know, because we're an investment firm, you know, we do a lot with houses with rehabs, and we're very good at that. And we know the cost associated with certain things, and, you know, we have really good pricing. So that does translate into us helping to sell your house. So there's a few things we do. You know, we have a great team that could, you know, list your house and, you know, show your house, so on and so forth. That's the first part. Second part is that, like a lot of agents, we'll come in, take a look at certain things, make some recommendations, but, you know, we do this every day in terms of marketing our own houses. And we really know what it takes to market a house and what needs to be done before selling a house and to maximize the amount of money you're going to receive. You know, sometimes you might need to fix up a couple of things, and then you might say, well, Joe, you know, I don't know anyone that could fix it up, or it's going to cost too much, so on and so forth. So, you know, we have individuals either on staff or that we work with very, very closely that work on our houses. Some are handymen, some are just regular contractors, and they're very good. And what we do is we come in, we can make some recommendations. You could use the individuals that we work with. And, you know, there's a couple things with that is that, you know, I guarantee, or pretty close to guarantee, that, you know, they're going to deliver for you. and because I work with them all the time, so I know what their strengths are, and it's not like something you have to go onto the internet and find a plumber, or you've got to find, you know, electrician, so on and so forth. I already have these individuals, so we make some recommendations. We'll say maybe paint this, do this, maybe a few minor things. Again, it depends on, you know, you're willing to spend the money, but to maximize your return, you know, sometimes it's best that you do a couple things. And if you don't, that's okay too, but we'll make those recommendations, and in the end, you know, I think you're going to always benefit the most. So that's one of the things that we bring to the table. And the other thing is that after a certain period of time, if we can't sell the house just because, you know, there's certain things that the public does not want, or, you know, the buyers don't want, then we could always buy the house outright. So you got those options. And, you know, in the end, it works out really well. And it's very powerful. You know, there's really no one on the market that does that. They really don't. You know, either they'll sell your house or they'll just buy your house. We do both. And we always try to maximize how much you're going to get. So we always give you a couple different options. And I think that's really important. And you can feel comfortable about it. You know, we have some individuals that they're going to be moving, so they need to sell. So we might list it, you know, on the MLS. And if it does, it gets to a certain point, then we'll buy the house. And, you know, that's a big burden off your shoulders, knowing that you will have the house sold no matter what. So that's just something that, you know, we bring to the table, and I think it's extremely powerful. Next thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, contractor problems. So we do have contractor problems, and a lot of times I go over some of the challenges we have and some of the problems we encounter. So because we do so many houses, and there's just, we'll always have some problems, no matter how tight we are in terms of the way we run, just statistically, we will have some problems. You know, sometimes we'll have problems with inspections, or, you know, we might miss something. You know, we had something where we always do a tank sweep to make sure there's no buried oil tanks. We do one every single time. Well, this one time we did not do one, and I'm not sure why, we just missed it. And just, we're being honest here. And because of that, you know, it was for us, you know, when we sold the house, and we were looking around, and we said, we didn't do a tank sweep on this. And as a result of that, you know, we weren't that concerned. We knew the property really well. But still, you know, things like that sometimes happen. You know, you just cannot not have problems. And no matter how tight your operation is, it sometimes happens. And same thing is with contractors. So we have contractors we use all the time. I have one of my main contractors does a lot of houses for us. It's just tons of houses. And over the last few weeks, you know, he's doing a number of houses for us, and he also is trying to expand, and he's doing some properties for other individuals. And he was promising that certain things would get completed. And I patiently, and my project manager patiently waited. And 1 week turned into 2 weeks. And then it was going into 3 weeks. And the house was like 99% complete. There was just a few things that needed to be done. And I wanted to put it on the market. Like I've said in the previous segment, try to, you know, push to have your property sold as quickly as possible. So right now he was not working on a few of our properties, and it was a little less than $2 million worth of properties that he's not working on. So with that, I have carrying costs, and those costs are insurance and property tax and, you know, paying my private investors and all those things. And Also, again, I want them on the market to sell them and get the cash coming in. And then when I went there to do a walkthrough, there was a couple things that, you know, he had missed. And if he missed a few things, it really didn't matter. But, you know, in the back of my mind, it was, they're not doing anything on my properties. I had put some new toilets in. I put new toilets in all our properties. And the toilet was a little bigger than it should have been for the bathroom size, and it just, it proportionally wasn't correct. So even though there were new toilets, I wanted them removed and put different toilets in. And originally at the time, he said, Joe, where do you want these toilets? And I said, I don't know, just put it in the basement. He said, you really want it there with the water? And, you know, he says, why don't I put it in the garage? I said, that's a good idea. And I get to the property with my property manager, and the toilets are on the floor. We had covered the floors. We had just done, we did the hardwood floors, and they were really, looked beautiful. And there was paper on the floors to protect it as the contractors were walking on it. And I come in, and there's two toilets, one upstairs, one downstairs, and they're just on the paper, and the paper's wet, and it was there for a couple days, and I was like just shaking my head. And then I looked at a few other things with the cabinets, and the shelves were not put up, and some of the drawers were not put in correctly, and there was garbage outside that we had, he had taken a lot of bushes out because we were putting up some fencing, and that was there for about 3 weeks, and it was just one thing after another, and I lost it. And, you know, I have millions of dollars of property that's nothing's being worked on. There was things that were shortcuts taking, and I went crazy. And then he got upset, and it just wasn't good. It really was not good. And then he was supposed to put up some fencing. He said, you have someone else do it. So it spiraled out of control really quickly. And, you know, I stepped back from it. And, you know, I wanted to talk to him on it, and I was still very upset. And, you know, he said, no, I don't want to talk about it. And I said, okay, because I want to address the problem. I want to say what problem you have with me and what problem I have with you. That's the way I do business. I just want to know, and we'll address it accordingly. I call it the Band-Aid approach. Just, you know, rip it off, just do it and get it over with. But he said no. And then he thought about it, and I thought about it, because we have a great relationship. We've been doing this for 3 years together. You know, we go out to dinner. I always take him out to dinner and the crew out. You know, I always give him bonuses. And, you know, I was very upset because I felt like, you know, he really wasn't looking at her best interest. And I'm always concerned about that. You know, I've always provided some guidance to him in terms of growing his business and certain suggestions. So I just felt, you know, he wasn't looking out for my best interest. So after we settled down, you know, we talked things over. We still have a few things we have to go over, but, you know, things are back to normal. But with any relationship, sometimes you have a blow-up, and then, you know, it doesn't go well. But, you know, that's just, you know, working through it. You know, some individuals that are in this business, they have certain bonus and penalties based on achieving certain goals. So if you finish it by a certain time, you get a bonus. If you extend it, then you get a penalty. I'm not too much into that. I don't like that approach. And I'd rather just work it out as the project progresses. And that's just me. I don't want to be tied to something, and I don't want to really hold something over on someone else and say, well, I'm going to penalize you for this. So I think if we're both working together, it usually always works out for the best. But again, you got to have good contractors, and you know, the gentleman I have and his crews are really good. So it doesn't matter who you are, you could still encounter problems like this. So I'm going to have to close out my segment. Thank you very much for everything. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.